business.
Airlines and the climate. Setting a new Corsia. A carbon-intensive industry defangs an already mostly toothless offset scheme. The worst year in the history of aviation is how the International Air Transport Association, IATA, describes 2020. The global airline industry body expects carriers' revenues to fall by half and debt to swell by $120 billion to $550 billion. To cut costs, airlines have grounded planes and put staff on unpaid leave. Another slashed expense is that of climate action. Aviation emits 3% of man-made carbon dioxide. That share could rise to 5-9% by 2050, according to the International Energy Agency, a forecaster. To curb these emissions, in 2013, the European Union tried to add international aviation to its emissions trading program, including flights connecting EU airports to those outside the bloc. The industry cried foul. In a compromise, the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, an agency of the UN, devised the Carbon Offsetting and Reduction Scheme for International Aviation. Corsia, as it is known for short, is due to start next year. It compels airlines to buy offsets for any additional CO2 produced by international flights above a baseline. That baseline has become hotly contested. It was originally set at the industry's average emissions for 2019 and 2020. Now emissions are forecast to fall by 37% this year, which would mean a lower baseline, and so in time higher offsetting costs. So IATA proposed using just emissions from just 2019 instead. On June 30th, ICAO's 36-member council agreed, at least for Corsia's first 3 years. Environmental groups are up in arms. The scheme already lacked bite, since it is voluntary until 2027 and does not include domestic flights, about a third of the industry's emissions. Countries representing three-quarters of aviation's carbon footprint have signed up, but flights between those which have opted in and those which have not are excluded. Dan Rutherford of the International Council on Clean Transportation, an NGO, calculates that on pre-pandemic trends, the original plan would have covered only 9% of aviation emissions from 2021 to 2035, when the scheme is scheduled to end.